But they might if they're watching the GWS Giants because they'll want to be making finals and doing some cool things this year, you'd reckon, the AFL season, which is just around the corner. Xavier O'Halloran had a big year for the Giants last year. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Xavier.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
We're going well, mate. Nice to have you with us. Now, you're a Melbourne boy. Have you been to the Australian Open a few times?
I actually haven't. I've never been once before. I was talking to one of my housemates, Connor Ryan, about that yesterday.
What have you been doing, man?
Don't know, sitting in my room playing too much PlayStation.
No surprise there. Hey, how's your summer been? After a challenging year for everyone, clearly, last season, but how's your summer been?
Yeah, it's been good. We're off to a good start. We're back into pretty much the full swing of things now. Had a little interruption over the break through COVID, but yeah, as I said, back into the full swing of things now, which is pleasing.
Last year was a big year for you. You played the 17 games after two in 2020. I mean, is it at that stage now? You're 21. You've been around for a couple of years now. Do you start to feel that this is your time and you are more comfortable in the whole AFL environment?
Yeah, definitely. I think after obviously spending 3 years in the system now, I'm becoming a lot more comfortable and, yeah, certainly know what like I need to do and what's required of me to be able to play games and play good footy. And that's what, yeah, I'm trying to do now throughout the preseason to give myself the best chance to back it up again next year.
I'm not sure, Xavier, whether it was the changing of the guard at the Giants, but it seemed that the improvement came because of the emergence of a lot of younger players, of which you were one of those, and so the club kind of just switched direction a little bit.
Yeah, I guess, obviously, like, there's obviously comes footy with injury, and there was a lot of opportunity given through that, but the young kids who came through last year, obviously, yeah, took it with both hands, the opportunity, and, yeah, provided a lot of energy and excitement to not only, like, ourselves, but the older players as well. And I think that's what led to a bit of success throughout the back end of the year.
And do you feel or do you sense that that has continued that momentum through a pre-season? And as you now sort of make the turn post-Christmas games are only, well, probably just over a month away, that there is a really good vibe about the place?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, every training session, well, it's not only now, but everyone's just always up and about and keen to get out on track and train together. So, yeah, definitely looking to do that again in terms of, like, the younger boys getting around, like, the older boys and, yeah, providing that energy for everyone.
The win last year in the final against Sydney would have been quite dramatic to be a part of. But what did you learn about the final against the Cats in the semi where you went down? I mean, obviously, you often reflect more in footy on the losses than the wins. What did you learn from that?
Unfortunately, I had a calf injury just before the final, so I had to miss out on both of those. But in terms of watching the boys and like the feedback I heard from them, it was, yeah. Well, especially the young boys that I'm more close to, it was, yeah, a real, like, experience. Obviously, like, the Sydney game was a thriller, and that was a tough one to watch for me because, obviously, I want to be out there and contributing. But, yeah, the boys, obviously, yeah, would have taken a lot away from both of those games, and, yeah, we'll use that to go into next year.
So I'll probably word that probably poorly. So Leon, more from Leon and the clubs and the group's perspective about what you're capable of and how you manage those moments perhaps a bit better in the years coming forward, hopefully this year for you.
Obviously, I suppose, yeah, I'll still touch on taking away from those games and what we learned. We'll go into next year using that experience that we've gone through to, yeah, better ourselves and hopefully, yeah, go two better in winning that game and then winning the ultimate in the end. So, we're really excited and we're really confident in the group we have this year and the boys that we've drafted as well to bring in some new energy and new talent. So, we'll get to work for the rest of this sort of month and a half period before the game starts.
Now,
sorry,
your phone just broke up a little bit there, Xavier. Now, I want to ask you that maybe your biggest recruit is James Hurd. Have you seen him much through the preseason and what impact has he had and what impact do you expect him to have?
We met him, I believe, about a week and a half ago. And he's been in, a fair bit, which is, really good for us. And obviously he still has quite a big presence, even without saying or doing anything. But he definitely has been involved with not only the leadership group, but everything in general and just, like, giving his, really good advice in terms of not only footy, but things that he's seen and done and his experience around the football world. And yeah, he's also been involved with things on track as well. So that's been priceless to have him. We're really excited for what he can do for us in 2022.
So do you have windows of time? I was talking to someone yesterday at Carlton, Xavier. They've got windows, the four-day windows, where you've got to have more time off before the season. Is that what's happening with you guys as well?
Yeah, I believe we have a break in a couple of weeks where we get 5 days off.
Right. And so how do you reckon that is leading into a season? Is that a good thing, or would you prefer to roll all the way through?
I think it's a good thing because we have about a week and a half left. We had a big session yesterday, and we've got a couple of big weeks leading up to that break. So it's kind of good to sort of work your bum off now and sort of earn a little bit of a break before we get back into the full swing of things, where it's a lot more of like match simulation and all that sort of thing to get ready for the season. So, yeah, I'm a fan of it.
Right, well, we'll see how it all unfolds. I wasn't aware of that too yesterday, I must admit. So we'll see how you go in your preparations. It's looking forward to seeing you out there for the Giants this year. As I mentioned, a semi-final exit last year and hopefully a couple further in 2021. Good luck for the rest of the preseason. We'll look forward to seeing you out there.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Xavier O'Halloran with us from the Giants.